Good evening. This is Akashvani. I'm Shagun Chopra with the world news. The headlines. Prime Minister Narendra Modi says India is emerging as a global bright spot for growth amid concerns over global growth and weaponization of resources. India and Brazil sign MOU to advance digital innovation and cooperation in emerging technologies. Baloch group condemns Pakistani airstrikes in Balochistan, calls for international probe. Iran warns of strong response to any new threats from the United States. And in badminton, Indian duo of Teresa Jolly and Gayatri Gopichand advanced to women's doubles semi-finals of BWF World Championships. And now the news in detail. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said India is being seen as a bright spot of growth throughout the globe, even as the world has many concerns regarding growth and resources are getting weaponized. Addressing the Economic Times World Leaders Forum in New Delhi this evening, the Prime Minister said India continues to take several steps to ensure continued growth momentum and reforms are commitment of his government.
दुनिया ने बड़ा भयंकर एक रूप देखा है इन दिनों रिसोर्सेज का वेपनाइजेशन हो रहा अविश्वास का वातावरण विश्व के लिए अनेक नई चुनौतियां लेकर के आ रहा लेकिन ऐसे समय में भी दुनिया भारत को ग्रोथ और होप के ब्राइट स्पॉट के रूप में देख रही है भारत ने पिछले 10-12 साल में अपनी 25 करोड़ आबादी को गरीबी से बाहर निकाला है
द प्राइम मिनिस्टर सेड India has moved away from production-linked punishment model during earlier governments to production-linked incentives now. He alleged it was policy of earlier regimes to keep people in scarcity so that they beg before the government for even basic needs. Mr. Modi said license raj of earlier governments was used to increase unemployment while his government's production-linked incentive model creating opportunities. He said his government is not just changing regulations, it is changing entire policy of regulations.
15 August ko, maine Lal Kile se Sapta Dhara ki, Sapta Shaktiyon ki baat ki hai. Aur isliye Bharat aaj policy level par next generation reforms kar raha hai, taki hamara future surakshit ho. Governance par reforms kar raha hai, ease of living ke liye reforms kar raha hai.
India and Brazil have signed a memorandum of understanding to deepen cooperation in telecommunications and information and communication technologies or ICTs on the sidelines of the BRICS ICT track meeting. In a social media post, the Department of Telecommunications said the agreement will advance digital innovation, strengthen digital infrastructure, and foster cooperation in emerging technologies. The MOU was signed on the sidelines of the 12th BRICS Communications Ministers meeting in Pune by Union Minister of Communications Jyotiraditya M. Sindhya and Frederico de Siqueira Filho, Minister of Communications, Brazil. Union Minister Sindhya said in a post that the MOU would deepen bilateral collaboration on universal connectivity, cyber security, digital public infrastructure, emerging technologies, capacity building, and exchange of best practices. More from our correspondent.
The MOU provides a framework for structured cooperation in telecommunications, digital infrastructure and emerging technologies. The agreement follows discussions between the two ministers earlier this year on strengthening India-Brazil cooperation in telecom and digital infrastructure. The partnership is aimed at promoting an inclusive, secure and resilient digital ecosystem in both countries. It will facilitate exchange of knowledge, expertise and best practices as well as encourage collaboration in research, innovation and development of new age communication technologies. India and Brazil have also emphasized the importance of strengthening cooperation in international telecommunications and technology forums. The agreement assumes significance in the context of India's BRICS chairship in 2026 with digital transformation, trusted technology and inclusive connectivity emerging as important areas of cooperation among BRICS countries. With Madhav's report, Komadi Parikh, Akashvani News,
The government today reiterated that the welfare and security of Indian seafarers community is of high priority for India. Briefing the media in New Delhi, spokesperson of the Ministry of External Affairs, Randhir Jaiswal, said that India continues to closely follow developments in West Asia. Talking about an incident involving two foreign flagged vessels, Mr. Jaiswal said all 22 seafarers are safe.
Two ships which are foreign flagged, they have been hijacked. We are in touch with the authorities that are concerned in this, and we have 22 Indian nationals and all of them are reportedly safe. But we are looking into the matter, the welfare and safety of our seafarers and seafaring community, to which we attach very high importance.
On the visit of MEA Secretary Sri Priya Ranganathan to Palestine, the MEA spokesperson said that the Secretary handed over a consignment of life-saving medicines to the Palestinian government for the people of Palestine for their health needs. This is Akashvani. You're listening to World News. We bring you the top international news and updates from around the globe. The Baloch National Movement, BNM, organized a protest demonstration and rally in the Netherlands condemning the recent airstrikes by the Pakistan Air Force in Balochistan's Surab district that reportedly killed more than 30 civilians, including women and children. Addressing the rally in Amsterdam, the BNM activists described the Surab attack as a severe humanitarian tragedy and criticized the international community's silence over what they described as the growing threats to civilian lives across Balochistan. They stressed that human rights conditions in the province have been deteriorating rapidly. The demonstrators urged the United Nations, the European Union and global human rights organizations to take immediate notice of the bombardment in Surab and bring those responsible to justice. The Pakistan Tehreek-e-Insaf, PTI, today slammed the government for defying the Supreme Court's order by preventing former Prime Minister Imran Khan from being admitted to a hospital. It also threatened to launch nationwide protests if Khan remains incarcerated, demanding legal access, court-ordered medical treatment and ultimately his release. The Supreme Court on August 18 ordered that 73-year-old PTI founder be shifted from Adiyala Jail in Rawalpindi to private-owned Shifa International Hospital for medical care and that he remained admitted till September 16. Iran has warned that it will give a strong response to any new threats from the United States. The Chief of Staff of Iran's Armed Forces, Major General Ali Abdullahi, said the Islamic Republic's reaction would be broad and decisive. The warning came after Washington announced plans to impose what it described as the toughest financial sanctions in history, aimed at putting pressure on the Iranian leadership. Iranian Foreign Minister Abbas Araghchi rejected the economic threats made against his country, saying that such failed policies will stir more hostility among Iranians and bring more failures. U.S. Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent is expected to announce details of the new sanctions on Monday. U.S. President Donald Trump has also warned of economic consequences for countries providing any form of support to Iran. Bangladesh Nationalist Party BNP leader Mirza Fakhrul Islam Alamgir today took oath as the 23rd president of Bangladesh at Bangabhavan in Dhaka. The oath was administered by the acting speaker, Barrister Kesar Kamal. Mr. Fakhrul Islam Alamgir was elected president yesterday after defeating Oli Ahmed, who was backed by the Jamaat-e-Islami-led 11-party alliance. In the BWF Badminton World Championships, India's Teresa Jolly and Gayatri Gopichand stormed into the women's doubles semi-finals and assured the country of a coveted medal at the prestigious championship. The duo upset the fourth seeds Jia Yifan and Zhang Shuxian of China in the quarter-final match at the Indira Gandhi Indoor Stadium in New Delhi today. They will take on top seeds Liu Shengshu and Tang Ning in the semi-final tomorrow. Meanwhile, in hockey, the Indian women's team is currently facing the Netherlands in their opening match of the second pool phase of the FIH World Cup in Amstelveen, the Netherlands. And now before we close, here are the highlights of the bulletin. Prime Minister Narendra Modi says India is emerging as a global bright spot for growth amid concerns over global growth and weaponization of resources. India and Brazil sign MOU to advance digital innovation and cooperation in emerging technologies. Baloch group condemns Pakistani airstrikes in Balochistan, calls for international probe. Iran warns of strong response to any new threats from the United States. And in badminton, Indian duo of Teresa Jolly and Gayatri Gopichand advanced to women's double semi-finals of BWF World Championships. That concludes tonight's World News Bulletin. For more updates, stay tuned to Akashvani. Good night.